Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Orioles lost 5-2 on Sunday, but they took 5 of 6 from the Padres and the Dodgers with the road home thing, and then had the Cal Ripken ceremony over the weekend, 30th anniversary, 21-31. And joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our Baltimore Baseball Night crew, former teammate of one Cal Ripken Jr. It's Mike Bordick. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. What did you think of what happened Saturday, the ceremony, and then the Orioles not only breaking up a no-hitter with 2 outs the ninth, but coming back and winning that baseball game?
Well, Ken, thanks for having me today. I thought that was one of the greatest baseball days I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, I mean, just Cal's celebration in and of itself is really special. I mean, it's deep. It should be a moving celebration, and everybody should, I think, take note of that just because of what it stands for. But then to all of a sudden witness a no-hitter, and Jerry Coleman actually reminded me that the last time a no-hitter was thrown by a Japanese pitcher was back when I played. It happened right there at Camden Yards, and he got to witness it, and he thought he was going to witness it again, and so
was that
I.
Nomo?
Yeah, I was there.
Yes, it was. And then just how this team just didn't give up, man. I think the young energy has shown itself again. They took some really good at-bats and just take one right away. I mean, it's unbelievable. The odds of that happening are almost as crazy as the Bills coming back and winning that game. But I digress.
Stay in your lane, Bordy. I'm kidding.
It was a pretty special night for sure.
Well, Jackson Holliday was the guy to get it started with that solo shot. But what about him being more patient at the plate lately, Bordy? He's got 23 walks in his last 25 games.
Yeah, and I think that's his third home run in the last, a little bit over a month. So, there was a concerted effort. And welcome back, Tim. I hope you had a great vacation.
Oh, thank you, Bordy.
Thanks for sending me pictures and stuff. No, you never did. Anyway.
Maybe now he does. All right, I'll send you some during a break.
No, I didn't want any of you.
Yeah. He's just being nice.
I appreciate the honesty.
But it kind of shows that he's working on something. He wants to be a good leadoff hitter. All year long, we've been bashing him, say, he doesn't even have an on-base percentage over 300. And, you could see him kind of try to work on stuff. But every time he tried to discipline his batting eye, he would lose his aggressiveness. And his batting average suffered. So he got a lot of walks. His on-base percentage was nice. But his batting average was still, below 200. I think it was like 160 or something like that. So he's been scuffling there. But, absolutely enjoyed watching him hit that home run. And I just think, like we talked about, Jackson Holliday is developing here in the big leagues. A lot of these guys, unfortunately, have had to develop in the big leagues, and that's kind of what we're seeing. We're seeing some great baseball, and we're seeing some terrible baseball. We're seeing 6-game losing streak against mediocre teams and 5-game winning streaks against supposedly the best teams in baseball. I mean, how does this happen? That is just the definition of this team this year.
I guess better. I'll frame it this way. It's probably better. What are you seeing out of the bullpen that you look to as worthy of being included in the mix next year? Are any of these fringy guys, like we know Aiken, obviously, I mean, you know what I mean? Are there any of these fringy guys you look at from a mentality or a stuff standpoint and say, maybe they found a little something here?
Golly. I don't know, man. Not really.
Yeah.
You know what?
I tried, Bordy. I tried.
Not really.
They call me the Grim Reaper, so I was trying to skew positive.
I mean, there are a couple things that the Orioles have to obviously be cognizant of, and that is optionable pieces.
Yeah.
Now, you got to find some depth. So, hey, if all these guys want to come back and go to Norfolk, that would be awesome, man. Because then that would be, okay, we know what we got in AAA, but we got to rebuild the whole bullpen. We really do. And we got to find some arms, and hopefully they can put some things together analytically where they might be able to create an arm or two. But, you know, there are guys like Soto who is having a, you know, great time over there with the Mets. So, you know, those guys are out there. So, you know, I think you can rebuild and do a nice job in bullpens. It happens every year. Many, many times bullpens are revamped and they end up having a lot of success. So I expect the Orioles to do that along with landing another pitcher, a starter or two.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Mike Bordy, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bordy, Kyle Bradish on the bump tonight. What have you seen from Bradish and Tyler Wells since returning from Tommy John surgery?
Well, you know, all positive, really. I think just those guys being out here this last month, you know, the expectations have to be low. These guys, we saw the adrenaline surge from Bradish that first night and what he's definitely capable of. But that was welcome back, here I am, and showed. Then obviously now he's going to start shaking the rust off, making some adjustments, fine-tuning some things, and hopefully we see a nice progression, a build off of his last start, continues to be aggressive in the strike zone. And the same thing holds true with Tyler Wells. Tyler Wells is the most versatile arm the Orioles have. He could potentially be a starter in the rotation. He could potentially be a long man in the bullpen, or he could be the Orioles closer next year. You just never know. I mean, the guy's a beast, and yeah, we want him to just keep polishing up his stuff and you know, looking good and healthy coming into next year.
Bordy, Colton Cowser, and we know strikeouts are an issue for him, but you look over the past couple weeks, man, 29 strikeouts over his last 15 games. 29 strikeouts in 60 at-bats. Just what are you seeing from him?
You know what I see from him? I see, and it's same thing with like Mayo, just some glitches in the timing of their swing. Now, I personally think Cowser's head moves so much that he just can't see the dang ball. It like goes up and down. I just think there's too much head movement and he's just not picking up the ball, or he's guessing so much that he's just swinging at whatever's coming out of the hitter's hand. He's incredibly streaky, and it's too bad, because I thought, you know, and I think we all thought this was going to be the year that he really stands out. But this, again, kind of lends to what are the Orioles going to do about some of these guys that we're kind of hanging our hat on, i.e. Cowser and Mayo. Is that going to cut it for a championship team? That kind of – so do they have to go look for another left-handed power bat, a defender in the outfield? Or I don't think they need a first baseman. I think that's every – that's all they have is kind of first base.
Yeah,
guys.
Got a lot of those guys, Bordy.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, there are a lot of question marks. But I do think it's a mechanical thing with Cowser, and it's an analytical thing. I just think there's just too much information going on for these poor young hitters to keep up with and simplify the game, and it shows with the inconsistency, period.
Bordy, you ever struck out 29 times in 60 at-bats?
I probably have. You know,
your high for a season was 102, so I'm guessing no.
That's a negativo.
All right.
That was frowned upon back then. That was pre-Michael Elias calculator genuflecting days. They got upset about strikeouts back then. I got one more for you, Bordy.
Okay.
Can we teach Jackson Holliday how to slide? Like, I'm no expert, but why does he elevate his legs when he slides head first and elevates his head, neck, and body and shoulders when he slides feet first? I can't figure it out.
Yeah, you know what? I know. I agree. And I think that's the type of thing that, you know, you got enough resources now to actually work on that. Into the sponge pits, you can practice your dive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How to properly lay out. Listen, this isn't just diving in the bases. He has a hard time diving for a baseball on the infield. He is not a very prolific diver for a baseball. So I think that's definitely something that should be addressed. It seems like it needs to be addressed if he wants to continue to progress the way we're all hoping, just become more athletic out there.
I'm sorry, I got a follow-up because you played middle infield. Is getting in front of the ball something that needs to be learned as well, because he's not great at that either?
I don't think it's such a priority as long as your eyes are in front of the ball. If you see the ball with your eyes and try to keep that part of your anatomy in front of the ball, you're good. You do not have to square up perfectly to a baseball and make a play. As a matter of fact, the game's too fast to actually do that every time. So more infielders don't do the right-left traditional routine ground ball setup. They stagger their feet so that they can bend their knees to get their eyes actually behind the ball. That's where he's missing. It's getting underneath his eyes, and he's not seeing it out in front of his eyes.
See, Bordy, you're entertaining, and you teach us things as well. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer.
Boy, I know a baseball team that could use.
Yeah, they could use some tutelage here.
They could use help defensively. They could use help fundamentally. Knowing when to steal, how to slide, how to read a pitcher.
I know we're killing the clock, but Bordy, I do have to ask you. Davey Johnson passed away over the weekend. He managed you in 1997. I'm just curious your thoughts on Davey.
Yeah, you know, Davey obviously coming over was pretty legendary because of many things. Well, first of all, he was a legendary Oriole with a couple World Series, Gold Gloves, all the good stuff. And he won that freaking World Series with the Mets, man. And that might be one of the coolest teams to be a part of. And all you heard, and I got to play with Ron Darling, so I heard some great stories, how Davey Johnson was such a great player's manager. Really let them be creative. As long as they understood the game, that's for sure. And I'll tell you, one of the first days I was around Davey Johnson, he said, listen, man, I know you know how to handle the bat, so if you want to put a hit and run on, just go ahead and talk to the guys in front of you, get a little sign, and I have no problem with that. So I was like, wow, this is incredible, you know? And unfortunately, I got off to a terribly slow start, and Davey, for as good and old school as he was, called me into the office, and he said, Mike, you might have the best hand-eye coordination in the world. You're one of the better shortstops in the game. how come you can't get the barrel on the dang baseball, man? What is going on? And he started just kind of wearing me out a little bit and hoping that I could kind of turn the corner. And eventually we did. We ended up having a great 1997 season, and I ended up feeling like I was more a part of it the second half, that's for sure.
There he is, the man who finished 21st in MVP voting in 1992. It's Mike Bordy. Yeah, Bordy, you're the best. Thanks as always, man.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Dude, how many people on the planet, you think, I mean, I wonder, how many living people right now place in the top 25 in MVP votes? Yeah, I bet it's a real
it's a small list.
Small subset.
He finished 21st in 1992.
Dude, he's got the best fielding percentage by a shortstop in MLB history.
Yeah.
He's got the record for most errorless games. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer.
He's a friend of the show.
You know
show.
What, though? He does not have an advanced statistical analytics degree from MIT.
No.
So he's useless to the warehouse.
No, he is. Okay, coming up next.
Bone up on your math this summer, Bordy. Yeah. And maybe you can help him teach him how to slide.
Are we concerned
about... They don't
about,
know how to slide.
We're killing the clock. Are we concerned about Sam Basayo and his hand? What about Mean
They're
Dean Kramer, Chase McDermott, all the young dudes next here on The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.